Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. House impeachment managers say they don't view the Senate's acquittal of former President Donald Trump as a failure, saying they proved their case. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports Trump's legal troubles are far from over.
Trump faces legal jeopardy in several ongoing investigations. The district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia, is looking at possible interference in the 2020 election there, including Trump's demand that the Georgia Secretary of State find enough votes for Trump to win. In Manhattan, the district attorney has been investigating Trump's business interests and his family members for possible evidence of tax, insurance, and mortgage fraud. And in Washington, D.C., local prosecutors are looking at Trump's role in the riot at the Capitol and his inaugural committee. Trump also faces a civil lawsuit from E. Jean Carroll. She's a writer who says Trump raped her in the 1990s and defamed her after she came forward. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The average number of new coronavirus cases in the U.S. dipped below 100,000 for the first time in months. But as NPR's Joel Rose reports, experts caution that the rate of infections remains high.
The seven-day average of new coronavirus cases has dropped below 100,000 in recent days, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. That's a big drop from December and January, when the average was above 200,000 per day. But public health experts warn that the pandemic is far from over. Here's Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, speaking on NBC's Meet the Press.
It's encouraging to see these trends coming down, but they're coming down from an extraordinarily high place. We have to continue wearing masks. We have to continue with our current mitigation measures.
Walensky says she's concerned about a new coronavirus variant that first emerged in the UK and could lead to another surge in cases and deaths. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
Nearly every state is being hit with winter weather alerts this weekend. NPR's Amy Held reports an enormous Arctic air mass is bringing extremely cold snow and ice to a large part of the country.
Seattle is seeing more snow than it has in half a century. Winter storm watches stretch all the way to the border in Texas for the first time in years. The worsening storm has spurred Governor Greg Abbott to issue a disaster declaration.
There are more than 1,000 roadway segments that have snow or ice on them.
Across the country, ice is causing accidents and knocking out power. Snow moves into New York and New England early this week. Then there's dangerous, record-setting cold in the central U.S. Mark Chouinard is with the National Weather Service.
This Arctic air mass is pretty impressive because of the magnitude and longevity.
And it continues to linger, ushering in a new system by midweek. Amy Held, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. It's been 3 years since a gunman opened fire at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, killing 17 students and staff. This morning, a wreath-laying ceremony was held. Tony Montalto, whose 14-year-old daughter was among the victims, says it's a very difficult day.
Each day, our family is it's not whole. And my wife and my son and myself are reminded of that, of a huge missing part of our lives.
Flags are flying at half-staff across Florida to remember the Parkland shooting victims. Meanwhile, President Biden today called on Congress to enact what he calls common-sense gun law reforms, including widespread background checks and a ban on assault weapons. Mars is set to get another alien visit this week, and NPR's Joel Palca has more.
This rover is called Perseverance. It's a souped-up version of the rover called Curiosity that landed in 2012. It will be landing at the edge of Jezero Crater, a spot on Mars scientists believe was home to a lake 3.5 billion years ago. The mission carries a number of instruments that can analyze the rocks at the landing site to see if they contain indications that some form of life, possibly microbes, once was able to survive on Mars. The rover is also carrying two technology demonstration projects, one a helicopter drone called Ingenuity, and the other an instrument that can make pure oxygen from the carbon dioxide in the Martian atmosphere. Joe Palca, NPR News.
And I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.